Hello guys, it's your girl again, Shalom Chris, and I know I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back now, and I just want to ask you one question. How has these past few weeks, these past few months, well, basically time passed, felt for y'all? Like, you understand? Because for me, I'm just going to use myself. It's really not been funny, because, let's just say life hasn't been all pretty to me, and it doesn't really matter because, you know, I'm trying my best to stay positive and look at all the factors. Well, but apart from that, I've learned something else from life. I've learned how to do one key factor, one key thing in life, factorize one key chain of life, puzzles, whatever. Anyway, I've learned how to stay happy. No. Well, I don't know, but that's what I'm here to explain to you guys. You see how hard it is for me to put into words how much that meant to me. It wasn't because of anybody I met. It wasn't because of a guy. It wasn't because of someone I made a pillar. It's because of me. I learned how to be happy and stay happy, because people learn how to be happy, have joy, but never really how to stay happy. I learned how to stay happy. And I don't know. I'm just really excited, I guess. Because if you've been on this podcast long enough, you'll know how big of a deal it was for me. Because I wasn't always happy. I mean, this time last year, I was an emotional wreck. I was a mess, you know. And I'm here, and I'm laughing while recording this podcast, and I'm feeling all of the emotions that are meant to be felt. Guys, really, I learned how to stay happy. So that's what I'm here to bring to you guys, stables or tables today. Because y'all keep asking these days in relationships, what do you bring to the table? Well, I'm here to bring to the table a message on how to stay happy. Okay, that enough for you? Yeah, I thought so. Sorry, pardon my energy, but I'm like full of it this evening. And I'm just taking a walk, recording this podcast, because I know my listeners out there, they missed me. Yeah, I know you guys shy, but I know you missed me. So anyway, let's just get into it. How do you stay happy? Simple. I gave a clue on that on like my last two podcasts. Two or three. I think it's two. The one I recorded in December or January. Anyway, guys, forgive my lack of memory. So basically, the biggest way to stay happy is reduce expectations. Take what is given to you. Do not complain about the shit life gives to you. Instead, true what they say, if life gives you lemons, well, you make a bloody lemonade, okay? So I learned how to make my own lemonades. And there comes a time in life when everyone's gonna have to make their own damn lemonades. And if you can't make yours, well, I'm sorry, you fall short. And no one cares if you fall short, because everybody has their own lemons in life. You've got to realize that just because your lemons are greener or bigger doesn't make it worse or more tastier or slappier, whatever, than the other people's lemons, okay? I know you get what I'm trying to say, so everybody has lemons in life. That's all I'm trying to say, okay? And no one's lemons are bigger than the others, because life is shitty and crappy to everybody, both the rich and the poor alike. So, I'm not just here how to tell you factually how to make lemons. No, I'm not here to give you a lemonade lecture. I'm here to tell you that everybody can be happy. You can too. Even you who's got a crappy life. Even you who's committed suicide, even you who's done terrible things. I'm here to tell you that you can be happy. I'm happy. So can you. So, like I said before, how to be happy. I've given you a couple of factors. Well, the first thing you have to do is to choose to be happy. In every situation, just think that it's not about what they did, it's about how you respond. Now, someone slaps you. That's not a fight, it's a beating. Until you decide to slap back, now it's a fight, okay? So, I'm not saying y'all should get in, I'm not promoting violence, let it be known I'm not promoting violence, okay? I'm just saying that you have to constantly choose to not be happy, right? You have to constantly choose to be happy. You gotta wake up today and say that I choose to be happy. I choose to spread peace, love, positivity over violence, wars, and crimes, and memes. No, I think you should share memes anyway. Okay, right? You get what I'm saying. So I'm saying you gotta choose to stay happy every moment, every day, every time you wake up, every time you get up out of that bed. You've gotta say to yourself, today, I choose to be happy. And everything that you do has to work in that nature. Because first of all, you gotta accept and choose it. And once you do that, you started the process. Okay, guys, you too can be happy. I'm happy. You too can be happy. I remain your humble host, Shalom Chris, on my podcast. And I'm bringing a different energy today. And this is the energy I want to bring. Love and light, positivity, all the way. Okay, guys, that's all I want to share. So you call your friends to listen in, you like, you share, you subscribe. And I hope if you have questions, well, you can share them. I'm here to answer. But I hope you have a good evening, because I'm having a good evening. And don't forget, you gotta choose to be happy. Okay, peace out.